Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Coca-Cola, one of the most iconic brands in the world, known for its vast portfolio of beverages and its global market presence. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
Coca-Cola has been a leader in the beverage industry for over a century, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases law, brand loyalty, and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product innovation and market strategy?
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in Coca-Cola's business strategy. The company's long-standing presence and consistent branding efforts have created a strong emotional attachment among consumers, leading to a high level of brand loyalty. This loyalty acts as a psychological anchor, making consumers more likely to choose Coca-Cola products over competitors, even if there are similar or cheaper alternatives available. This deep brand loyalty allows Coca-Cola to maintain a dominant market position and helps drive consistent revenue. The status quo bias also plays a role in Coca-Cola's decision-making. The company often focuses on maintaining its existing product lines and branding strategies, which have been successful for decades, rather than making drastic changes or pursuing radical innovations. This bias toward maintaining the status quo can help preserve the brand's identity but may also slow down the company's ability to adapt to changing consumer preferences, such as the growing demand for healthier beverages.
And this focus on brand loyalty and maintaining the status quo has helped Coca-Cola remain a global leader in the beverage industry, appealing to both consumers and investors who value consistency and reliability.
Exactly. Coca-Cola's commitment to preserving its brand identity and leveraging consumer loyalty appeals to investors who value stable, long-term growth. However, this approach also means Coca-Cola must be mindful of evolving consumer trends and be willing to innovate within its established brand framework to stay competitive.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Coca-Cola. As a global company with a vast consumer base, DEI is particularly important for Coca-Cola. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Coca-Cola's approach to DEI is crucial, especially given its global presence and diverse customer base. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance the company's ability to connect with a wide range of consumers, leading to more inclusive marketing and product development. A commitment to DEI allows Coca-Cola to better understand and serve the needs of its diverse customer base, which can help drive brand loyalty and expand market share. For investors, Coca-Cola's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Coca-Cola attract and retain top talent, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the global market.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in consumer goods, where understanding and addressing the needs of diverse populations is vital to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Coca-Cola not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Coca-Cola operates in more than 200 countries, offering a wide range of beverages tailored to local tastes. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Coca-Cola's global strategy involves adapting its product offerings to meet the specific tastes and preferences of different regions while maintaining its core brand identity. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with international operations and diverse consumer behaviors. Coca-Cola's ability to understand local cultural nuances and tailor its marketing strategies accordingly allows it to maintain a strong global presence. This approach helps Coca-Cola mitigate risks associated with cultural differences and varying regulatory environments, ensuring that its products remain relevant and appealing to a broad audience. By staying attuned to local preferences and adapting its strategies accordingly, Coca-Cola can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its brand globally.
And this adaptability is essential for Coca-Cola, especially as they face competition from both local beverage companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and customer satisfaction in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Coca-Cola's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the beverage industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer preferences, health trends, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare Coca-Cola to other companies in the beverage industry like PepsiCo, Nestlé, and Dr. Pepper Snapple Group. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Coca-Cola's dynamics are often compared to other beverage giants like PepsiCo, Nestlé, and Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, particularly in their approach to branding, product diversification, and market strategy. Coca-Cola's emphasis on brand loyalty and maintaining its core beverage offerings has positioned it as a leader in the carbonated soft drink market, appealing to investors looking for stability and consistent returns. PepsiCo, with its broader range of products including snacks and beverages, appeals to investors interested in a more diversified consumer goods portfolio. Nestlé, known for its extensive range of food and beverage products, appeals to those looking for exposure to a wide array of consumer categories including bottled water, coffee, and dairy products. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group, with its focus on flavored soft drinks and non-cola beverages, appeals to a different segment of the market. Coca-Cola's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for brand loyalty, global reach, and a strong focus on maintaining its core product lines, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability in the consumer goods sector.
And unlike PepsiCo, which has diversified significantly into snacks and other food products, Coca-Cola's strength lies in its focus on beverages, particularly carbonated soft drinks, appealing to a specific, yet broad, market segment.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Coca-Cola, the focus on brand loyalty, product consistency, and a strong global presence provides a unique value proposition in the beverage industry.
To sum up, Coca-Cola's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their branding strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Coca-Cola's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.